Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, Sarah. I'm trying to come aboard as a new patient, but I had some questions that I need to ask you before that happens. So the first question for you is, do you have caregivers?
Do we have caregivers?
Yes, do you have caregivers?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and the second question is, how often do your field specialists come out?
Well, we usually come out when it's the service coordinator with your insurance is the one that would be in contact with you most. But I would, but our intake person would come out to you at the start of the case to get our, to get the contract signed and to give you any details you need about, like, if you call out and things like that.
Well, I'm,
I mean, if your caregiver calls out, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Okay. So just one time?
For the most, where are you located?
I'm located in Port Richmond.
What county is that? Is that in Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're in Philadelphia. We usually follow up remotely, and then if you need us to come out at all, we come out, you know. But for the most part, if everything's running smoothly, you know, you'll just hear from us every once in a while. But for the most part, it's a pretty much your service coordinator that would follow up with you. We follow up monthly.
Yeah,
unless, of course, there's an issue, yeah.
Okay. You know, I've been accomplished with these agencies for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the biggest problem with the last agency was the field specialist came out to my house so I could sign the papers.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the papers, it read that I was going to be released in my privacy, which I wasn't okay with that. And they explained to me that it was going to be given to Social Security or any other, you know, acceptable official. And that was not okay.
I don't understand what you're saying. So the form said what? Something about your privacy?
Yeah, the form said that they were going to be releasing my personal information to Social Security or to, you know, a government official. Which,
well, yeah, I mean,
okay.
Not Social Security, but we would need to provide the information to the insurance, who then in turn provides it to Medicaid.
Okay, that's okay. That's
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what
okay.
That, it has nothing to do with Social Security or anything. I mean, are you already
approved yes.
for hours?
Yeah, everything is, I've been approved.
Yeah, so the only
the
only time we would ever need anything relating to Social Security is when you're doing the initial application process. Other than that, the information would strictly stay between our agency and the service coordinator at your insurance and the Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, okay, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the age that you have, do you do criminal background in Georgia?
Absolutely.
Okay. And are they, like, reliable? Can I set them in?
Well, I mean, we would definitely, we strive to make sure we have reliable aides. You know, I mean, we, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
in this industry, there are people that are not very good. So we rely on our clients, like if there's an issue with any caregiver, and we do nip it right away. You know, if they're not good, we do not re-staff them on any cases. So as far as we are aware, the people that we staff on your case are good caregivers, and they haven't had any complaints against them, and they show up on time, they clock in and out, because we do need to have the electronic verification for the insurance purposes.
Right.
So all
right.
of those things have to be in place in order for me to be able to staff anyone on a case.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure because I've been
I understand
back,
completely. I understand. I know, believe me. But I do speak to every caregiver before staffing them on the case personally. So most of them I am familiar with.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to contact my service coordinator and let her know.
All right, and that, what is your name?
My name is, you want to write it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
So it's, I'm going to spell it. So it's H Apple, K for Q, I for Edgar, S for Sam, H for Harry, and then A for Apple again.
Okay, so can you start from the beginning again? I kind of missed that second letter, I think.
Sure. So it's A for Apple, K for Key, I for Igloo, S for Sam, H for Harry, and then A for Apple again.
Okay, got it. And your last name?
And then my last name is B for Boy, O for Oscar, W for William, E for Edgar, N for Nancy, and then X for Sam.
Okay. And your date of birth?
2/22/1975.
2/22/1975?
10. 10/22.
Okay.
Yes,
10/22. Got it. All right. And your address?
My address is 3123 Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Street, and then Philadelphia, PA, 19134.
Okay, and now, do you prefer a male or a female caregiver?
No males.
No males.
I prefer females.
And what is your care plan? Do you need help with bathing, dressing, cooking, cleaning? Is there anything outside of that you need assistance with?
Yes. So. Well, a lot of problems that, well, it's not really a problem, is that do your care or are your caregivers allowed to go outside? So this
yes.
is a problem. I live, mm-hmm. oh, yes, they can, okay. So
yes,
I live
they can
the
go outside.
House.
The only restriction is that they cannot drive their personal vehicles with patients in their cars.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but other than that...
So they can go with me...
Yes.
...in a user, for a doctor's appointment?
Yeah.
Okay. So the only problem that I was having was the agencies were telling me that the caregivers cannot go outside. So I live in a big house. So I have OCD, and I like my house clean. And so I go in the backyard and on the porch... the porch needs to be mopped. The backyard needs, it's a lot that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in a four-bedroom house with a full finished basement and four bedrooms. I had one caregiver come and tell me, oh, she don't do no cleaning. That's
no. If they ever tell you that, then they will not be working for us, believe me.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. Well,
yeah.
For the most part, I had some pretty good ones. I had one here for 6 months, and she, did good until she didn't.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. They don't want to do what I need them to do. And
all right.
Like I said, I live in a big house, so it's
yeah.
too much for me to handle,
Understood.
As far as cleaning-wise. And I don't need them to cook for me. I could manage cooking my own meals.
Okay.
Going up the steps, going down the basement steps, washing clothes, and just the basics, daily needs.
Mm-hmm.
Going shopping, running errands.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Yep. And what about your personal care? You do need assistance with that? Your bathing and hygiene?
Yeah, so shower
okay.
and
okay.
Yeah, dressing and
okay, sounds
yeah, good. I have MS, And so it's some days it's really hard to get around.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to, and you're going to reach out to your service coordinator. Is it okay if I text you?
Yeah, she asked me
this
weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You want her number?
No, you're, is it okay if I can text you at this number you're calling from?
Oh, sure. Yes, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to text you all of our corporate info that the service coordinator would need. And as soon as I have someone that is interested and I feel would be a good fit with you, I'll give you a call. We should have this step today. I'm not worried about it. And I will keep you posted, okay?
Now, let me give you some more information first.
Yeah, of
course. So I'm only approved for 21 hours. And the days are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 10 to 5.
Okay.
10 in the morning till 5. And I've got morning appointments. So we try to get 40, but for some reason,
yeah.
In Harrisburg, we won't get me 40. So
okay.
It's only 21.
Okay. Is there anything else that you think we should do? Do you have any pets in the home?
No pet. Nope.
Okay.
No
and do you
pet.
Smoke?
I do.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty, so let me get started on this. I'm going to text you over, like I said, our corporate info for your insurance coordinator's needs, and I will keep you posted, okay?
Okay, no problem, Tara. I look forward to talking to you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
We'll talk soon.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.